Hi guys, welcome and welcome back to the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. My name is Somi Eneje. Over the next couple of days, I am going to be anchoring Daniel's podcast. Now, I don't even know where Daniel is. I think he traveled. I don't even know where he is. But to be honest with you, I hijacked his podcast. Why? Because I can. I just hope that you guys are all doing well. If you want to know who I am, my name is Somi Eneje again. You might have seen a tweet that I tweeted a few days ago based off a personal experience that kind of went viral. It's pretty much on a lot of like Instagram platforms. I think he had like almost 20,000 likes on Twitter. It was pretty much saying that a guy that I called, I asked him, he says his name's AJ. And then I asked him, what's your full name? And this guy is like, oh, my name is Ajasco. I'm like, Ajasco? Your name is Ajasco, a fine boy like you. How is your name Ajasco? That's beside the point. But yeah, that tweet was very funny, I guess. Well, people found it funny. I was just saying a personal experience that people were like, oh my God, la la la. That being said, guys, I turned 21. If you don't know, I actually did turn 21 a few weeks ago. September 25th, to be precise. I just want to say that if you are younger than 21 listening to this podcast, feeling to be 21 or just feeling to be a grown adult right now, honey, I promise you, you have time. You don't rush it. Don't rush it. I promise you, your time is coming. Because if you rush it, you'll be so sorry. I want to be a child again. But it just feels like, since I turned 21, life has been hitting me left, right, front, back, center. And I am not kidding. Like, literally, bills, responsibilities, call this person, do this by yourself, talk to this school, talk to this officer, talk to this, like, literally. And then people in your family think, oh, now you're 21, you can do things yourself, you can pay bills by yourself. Hello, I'm a baby. Sorry, I am a child. I just want to be taken care of. I just want to enjoy. That's all. I want baby girl lifestyle. Okay. I don't really want to be doing that. Anyways, I'm just joking. But my point is, it's hard, and that's just what it is. I just wanted to say that a couple of things I have learned as a young adult is to put God in everything you do. I feel like being an adult, right, without God. In this day and age, adulting without God is crazy. Like, very cliche, you guys might think, but it is the truth. Doing it alone is hard. Doing it even with Him is hard. No talk of doing it without Him. So it's just like, please, if you can, put God first in everything you do. It's only right. I promise you. Yeah, so another thing I wanted to also point out is, you'll meet a lot of people in this life. Some stay and some go, and that's okay. Personal experience. You know, I have met a whole lot of people. And by a whole lot of people, I can't count the amount of people that I have met. Some of them have been here. Some of them have gone. It is what it is. Like, well, it's sad, obviously, but it just is what it is. And it's okay. Not everybody is permanent. Some people are temporary. Some people are there for a time frame. Some people are there for a season. And it's okay. Another thing is, change isn't always bad. It's constant. So let's just happen. Personally, I hate change. I love consistency. I'm a human being of habit. I love habit. I love consistency. Once there's a swift change or a drift in energy or anything, I just feel like the world is coming to an end. But as I got older, I had to tell myself that change isn't always bad. It's constant. And so sometimes you just need to let it go. Like, you just need to just let it happen and just keep doing what you're doing. Another thing that I know I have learned, like, really, really, like, intentionally, is a bad day doesn't mean a bad life. You know, I have this thing where, like, whenever I'm having a bad day, I just feel like my life is coming to an end. But I'm here to tell you, from a big sister, well, maybe a little sister, that sometimes you might have bad days. As human beings, we're bound to have bad days. But it doesn't mean that your life is messed up. Or mind you, my language, your life is fucked up. It just is that it's a bad day. And if it doesn't work, you go to sleep, you wake up the next day and start again. And that's just it. That just literally is what it is, you know? Another thing that I learned so well, and I'm still learning, is not to compare myself with others, because comparison will steal my joy. On a personal level, I'm just gonna say a brief whatever. I get compared a lot. Now, see, I am an only child, or I am the only child of my parents. I am the first grandchild from my mom's side. So I get compared a whole lot, and I sometimes I feel like them comparing me makes me compare myself. So it's like my parents will compare me with like their colleagues' kids, or their my cousins, or you know, just people that they know that they feel like are doing better than me. And then I beat myself up too much, forgetting that I'm actually where God wants me to be. And I compare myself. But this whole journey, this 21, I said to myself, I said, I can't keep letting people's opinions of me, you know, pretty much make me feel the same way. So I can't keep letting my family members' comparison of me with other people to be my own comparison. I can't keep saying, oh well, what if this, or how about this person, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. Because I realized that every time I compared myself with someone or people, I was sad. It's the thief of joy. It will steal your joy. I will literally just cry. Please stop comparing yourself. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. But as much as possible, tell yourself that you're doing amazing. And if anything, you're right where God wants you to be. Another thing that I'm learning is to step out of my comfort zone. I am a very, very shy person. Shy to the core. Like when I tell you I'm shy, I'm shy that people think that I'm bougie, but it's just being that I'm shy. But I decided to learn to like step out of my comfort zone. It's not easy, I must say. It's not easy, but listen, it's worth it, okay? Another thing is life gets better. And it's so crazy, but life actually does get better. Earlier this year, you know, I feel like I have to relate everything to something. But earlier this year, I was at the darkest time of my life. And by dark, I mean really, really dark. And I remember talking to somebody, and the person was like, "Somi, do drugs." Guys, I promise you, I have never done any kind of drug in my life. Not to talk of weed, right? So in my head, I'm saying I'm sad, I'm suicidal, I'm this, I'm that, and somebody's telling me to do drugs. I didn't do it. Disclaimer. This is another whole episode, right? I have tea to tell you on this whole do drugs thing. But I just realized on my 21st birthday that where I was a few months ago and where I am today, it's not the same thing. And that is, I owe it to God. Life gets better. Another thing I am learning is that it's okay to say no. Coming from a certified people pleaser, it is literally okay to say no. Guys, I promise you, you'll be okay. I am a people pleaser. I would not want to say no to people. Now, I had to... 21 came with boundaries. Hallelujah, amen. 21 came with boundaries. I say no. Oh, Somi, can you do this? If it doesn't fit with my whatever, I say I'm sorry. As much as I would like to do this, I cannot. No, because sorry. And it's okay. It's literally okay. It'll be fine. They might think you're bad, they might think you're mean, but it's just a boundary that you're setting for yourself. It just is what it is. Another thing I learned is not to let somebody teach me the same lesson more than once. You see that boyfriend or you see that girlfriend, I promise you, if you're done, you're done. You walk out, you leave. Don't allow somebody to serve you breakfast twice. Don't allow somebody to make you cry more than once. Like, it just don't allow things to repeat itself, especially if it's not for a good cause. Like, come on now. Like, we're more than that, right? Another thing is, no matter how much you love them, at some point you have to let them go. This one hit me because it's actually true. There's somebody, and this person is actually I even be listening to this podcast too, but hi, mister. But pretty much, this person, I love this person so much. And it just was not working. You know when some things just don't serve you and some things are not working? You might love the person, but that situation or that environment and that person is not serving you at that time. It's okay. No matter how much you love them, at some point you have to let them go. It is okay. It might hurt a little bit, but it's okay. The next one, following back to what I just said, is it's okay to cry. I feel like people nowadays feel like crying is just this taboo, or like you're not supposed to cry, you're supposed to be seen as strong. I just wanted to say that I am not a strong black woman. This might ruffle a bit of feathers. I don't really care. I am a damsel in distress. It's okay to cry, okay? Another thing is, put yourself first. I don't know, I think this also circles back to like the people pleaser thing. Put yourself first. You owe it to you, to be honest with you. I decided, sum total energy, you're going to be putting yourself first. And this 21, I have prioritized myself, I have prioritized my mental, I have prioritized every single thing I need to, that needs to be prioritized. I try to prioritize it. It just is what it is. Another thing is, everyone around you is struggling with something. And to be honest, this is actually facts. Don't think you're like the only one carrying life's issues. Everyone is struggling with something. Everyone is insecure about something. Everyone is worried about something. If you can, be nice. It is literally free to be nice. I promise you. The whole mean persona, the whole mean energy, it's not worth it. Be nice to people. I'm not even telling, this is not advice I'm giving. I'm just telling you things that I learned, or I have learned, that actually has been working for me. Another thing is, friendships can heal or break you. This year particularly, I met a lot of people, friends, or people I called friends, that really broke me. Like, broke me to a core. And this is another episode entirely, but friends can heal you or they can break you. So choose your friends wisely. And while you're choosing your friends, pray. Ask God to be at the center of your friendships and your relationships. And it just is what it is. Another thing is, if they wanted to, they would. And it's so funny, but it is what it is. If they wanted to, they would. If they wanted to see you, they would. If they wanted to call you, they would. To text you, they would. If they want to spoil you, they would. People are so simple to the whatever, that if they actually like you, or if they want you, they will make it happen, regardless of whatever, regardless of any busy schedule. Don't ever let anybody tell you, oh, I'm too busy. If you are a priority to them, they will make time and they will find time. And that is just, it just is what it is. Another thing is, some people are better at hiding things than others. It doesn't mean they have it easier. I'm a example of that. Like, I'm very good at hiding my pain. I'm very good at hiding my discomfort from people, only because I am the therapy friend and the therapy friend. And to be honest with you, most times people don't really like the therapy friend to have issues. They feel like the therapy friend should not have issues. So I'm just very good. I've had to learn how to hide my pain. But it doesn't mean I have it easier. You know, it just means that I'm just very good at hiding my pain. And it's sad, right? But it just is what it is. And another, I think the last thing, well, not the last thing, but everything is temporary. I promise you, everything is temporary. Good or bad, it is temporary. Just know that and know peace. Know this and know peace. Literally, it's temporary. Another thing is, just love people around you. I feel like this year alone, hearing the news, especially November 1st, everything that happened November 1st, it really taught me like a very, 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 very valuable lesson. And it just is funny, but it really taught me to just love and care about the people around me. Life is temporary. Love the shit out of everyone that loves you. Love the shit out of everyone that cares about you. And the last thing is pray without season. Notice how I started this with God and I'm ending with God. Pray without season. I also have to teach myself this as a Christian, a young Christian, to pray without season. Sometimes I forget to pray. Sometimes I get too carried away to pray. Sometimes I get very overwhelmed to pray. But the Bible says pray without season. Yeah, so that's pretty much it for this podcast episode. I don't know. It was I think it was all over the place. I don't know. But guys, this is what 21 has taught me. I am a grown adult. Ew, I am a baby, but I'm my mother's baby. I want to be taken care of. I want to enjoy. I want to be a passenger princess. I want to be, you know the vibes. But being an adult has really like taught me so much. Like, mind you, it's not, I didn't learn this overnight. It's been based off of like past experiences, past things I have had to like deal with. But yeah, if I figured this out by myself, it makes sense for me to tell you what I figured out, you know. Oh yeah, I will see you guys in the next episode of the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. All right, guys, bye.